Peanuts, Paloma, Mars and Lorelei, Thelonious. So, and, you know, just in classic dog park fashion, I know the names of many more dogs than I know people.
Randy Kaufman owns two dogs, Jolie, a Beagle Terrier mix, and Bernie, a Schnauzer Terrier mix. For the last 10 years, every day after work, Randy and her dogs walk over to Markey Park. While the dogs run around and play, Randy hangs out with friends, many of whom she would have never known if not for the dog park. It's her way of unwinding.
I just think dog parks are really great for people. Not just for dogs.
So when Randy heard that Markey Park would be redesigned by the city in partnership with the Trust for Public Land, she made flyers and handed them to everyone she saw, telling them to come to the public meetings.
Because I was worried that it was going to sort of slip under the radar, and so I wanted to make sure everybody got a chance to have their say. You know, I work in public health, and I've worked a lot in community planning, and that's what you're supposed to do, or that's how it's supposed to work.
But after three long, well-attended meetings with the Trust for Public Land, their design team, NORD, and scores of local residents, the plan for Markey Park fell into a bigger question about dog parks in New Orleans and made its way through city desks like Capital Projects and a newly formed Citizens Advisory Task Force on Dogs in Parks. In the end, the redesign of Markey Park contains no dog run. Markey Park will be for people, and several blocks away, the Riverfront Park reinventing the Crescent, which is slated to open in April, will have an off-leash area for dogs. But with the governance of that park still uncertain, many dog owners are skeptical. Randy Kaufman and Julie Jones say the whole thing makes citizen participation feel like a farce.
I don't even think they listen when people talk anyway. It's just a formality. Once you're engaged and then you're discounted, it's much worse than even than being just closed out from the beginning.
To do all that work and then just to be totally ignored? It's like death by charrette or death by task force.
Yeah. You're powerless.
In a way, they're right, says NORD director and lifelong dog owner Vic Richard, who owns a Pomeranian named Rufus. Richard says people are mad because they didn't get what they want. He says the city understands the importance of dog owners and the safety they provide, and that we have a lot of work to do to catch up with best practices when it comes to dog parks. But the needs of animals will never supersede the needs of humans.
What happened was the current law was enforced, and the current law is there are no off-leash dogs allowed in any NORD facility in any part of the city. I mean, the Trust for Public Land, all the groups were listening to the community and did come up plans that responded to the community. What happened then is the city came back and said, no, this, we're enforcing the current law. And this is not a Markey Park specific issue. I mean, obviously right now it's become a neighborhood issue because the reality of this new renovation is about to happen. So that's why it's all come up to the surface again, but it's a citywide issue.
Lizanne Brown is a board member of the Bywater Neighborhood Association, which helped facilitate the community meetings about Markey Park. Brown is also a public health professional, and she says for sanitation and safety reasons, dogs and people must have separate park areas. And when you have to choose, like Vic Richard, Brown says people come first.
I like dogs. I understand the need for off-leash dog areas, but my primary reason for being in this world and what I do for my job is to make sure there's appropriate spaces for people to engage in recreation and sports. And there are insufficient spaces in this neighborhood. And that park is also supposed to serve the area on the north side of St. Claude that has zero parks. Zero.
Susan Brady lives on the other side of St. Claude and is on the board of the new St. Claude Association of Neighbors. Before the storm, Susan owned a black lab named Precious and a German Shepherd mix named Spike. Once her life settles down, she hopes to get another dog. But she, too, says kids come first.
There's been some talk about some of the dogs being aggressive in the park, and that could be one of the main things that might put both groups at odds, at the children. They're feeling maybe somewhat overrun in the park.
Susan Brady is worried about child obesity. She says kids need a green space where they can run around. But she's also hopeful that as more parks open, more people's needs will be met.
I know a lot of people are at each other about this. We just got to find a middle ground and, you know, be good neighbors to one another.
For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.